And so it matters for a couple of reasons. And what we're trying to do on this, it's kind of new, and not everybody likes this idea. So we have to keep working at this, right? Because normally, put me down a little more, Larry, please. Normally, we just come to church to sit down and listen to some guy speak, sing a few hymns, go home. On Fifth Sunday Matters, we learn something totally different. And what we're trying to do is have the opportunity for a whole congregation to go out and serve at the same time. People in the congregation serve on Tuesdays. They serve on different times of the week, individually in different places. But on this Sunday, everybody who's here this morning goes out and helps the community in some way. And so we're trying to have an impact as a whole congregation and have the unity of knowing that everybody today is working on behalf of Christ somewhere in our community. So it's kind of a neat thing to do. The second thing is we want to develop a servant mindset. And that's to begin to think that one of the responsibilities we have as people is to help serve people, to make life better for other people. And lots of people in the community don't look at it that way. There's a great, so that's what we want to do, is start building that mindset. And there's two things I want to say about having a servant's attitude. The first one is we serve with all our heart and our soul. And that just simply means that we just put everything in and we're totally focused on where we're going to serve today. Joshua, 22nd chapter, 5th verse, said this. He says, "But be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. Love the Lord your God to walk in obedience, to keep God's commandments, to hold fast to God, and serve God with all your heart and with all your soul." And that's one of the things that the church begins to teach, is that we're here to serve other people. You're not just here to do your own thing. And I saw this great little clip, and it said, "The society-conditioned mind restricts the loving heart and limits the soul. Free your mind, free your heart, and free your soul." And Christ calls us to live not just simply for yourself, not just to be concerned for you and your family, but to do something intentionally for other people who are in need. And when we do that, we build a better community. That's the payoff, right? If you're just looking at yourself and just doing everything for you, nothing right or wrong about that per se, but it doesn't build a community, because then we have some people have nothing and some people have lots of things. And Christ calls us to go out and serve the entire community. So that's the one thing I want you to be mindful of, is to serve with your heart and soul. The second is to serve with humility. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, 13th verse, Paul says this, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." And see, Christ and our faith in Christ sets us free. It means you can do anything you want. There's no strings attached with your faith. You can do anything you want. It's tempting to say, well, if I can do anything I want, then I'm just going to look after me, right? I'm just going to focus on me and my family. And Paul says, you're free in Christ. Now use that freedom in a healthy way. Use that freedom not just simply for yourself, not just for your family, but to serve others as well, and to do it humbly in love. And being humble just simply means that you recognize that we're all the same. See, being humble doesn't say I'm a terrible person, I'm a lousy person. That's not being humble. Or I'm a better person, I'm great. That's not being humble. Being humble just means that we have awareness that we're all the same in God's eyes, from the poorest to the richest, and that we live in community, realizing the importance of all people and serving all people with love. And so the results, if you do that, if you love God and love and serve with your heart and your soul, and if you do it with humility, then the result is God will honor you. God will recognize your contribution. God will affirm you. God will strengthen you. And John in the 12th chapter, 26th verse says, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. And in Proverbs, it says, humility comes before honor. It takes humility to come first, and then God honors us. And in 1 Samuel, the second chapter, it says, those who honor me, I will honor. And so when you go this morning and you go out and serve, God blesses you. You'll encounter a spiritual blessing. You'll encounter the affirmation of our faith. And that's what we're called to do. Serving others is not about serving is not about doing great things, but doing little things with great humility. And whether you're going to pick up garbage on the rail trail, or whether you're going to pick up leaves and dead branches in the gardens, or whether you're going to visit people in the nursing home, they're not great things, but we're called to do these little things with great humility. And that's what the fifth Sunday is all about. Amen.